lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better, not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers' weight loss clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers' Weight Loss Clinic.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances will continue for the next few days, really, right on through the upcoming weekend. The storms will fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 73, and then for tomorrow, we'll do it again. And same thing on Monday. Showers and thunderstorms in generous supply. Of course, most numerous in the afternoon and evening. Still random, but some tropical downpours will be roaming around. Lows at night in the low 70s. Then on Monday and Tuesday, the better-than-normal rain chances continue. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I want to play a video. If you will go to Terror Racers YouTube, I keep spitting stuff everywhere. Sorry about that. If you go to Terror Racers YouTube, it's also linked on our official Clearing the Air Facebook page. You will find my YouTube channel. This video is August 17, 2019, DNV, which is Digital Night Vision Plant Video 1, I think. Yeah, okay. Let's see. Limited my choices of music, sorry. Look at the things. enough of that. It just doesn't translate well to radio. Please go to my YouTube channel and look at my video. Please, please, please. Just take a look. Tell me what you see. I need some feedback. Guys, you know I've been talking about Fukushima forever. Well, now researchers are saying that they're issuing grave Fukushima warnings that an ongoing global radiological catastrophe is ongoing and there's a huge cover-up. What are the chances of that? Of course there is. We've known this on this program since day one, that it's still leaking. And the weird thing, this guy's name on Waking Times, the author's name is Philip Schneider. If you know anything about deep underground military bases, Philip Schneider was the name of a whistleblower who helped build some of them. He's one of the reasons we found out about them. But he's dead, so this probably isn't him.
Yeah, because he tunneled into a Draco lair.
Yes, he did. He got shot by some kind of particle beam weapon or something that hit him in the side.
Yeah, he said it was a green beam that
it killed the Marine that was with him, he said.
Killed him dead.
Sure, they killed him dead, just like he's, Dale.
He said, in his own words, they gutted him like a fish.
That's right. You're right. I forgot about that. He did say that, didn't he? But Philip Schneider, great guy. They found him hanging by piano wire in his room. They killed him, just like they killed so many. And I guess that's why Lisa was concerned about us. But I don't think we're telling anything out of school, you know? I'm not worried about my car blowing up or anything like that. I'm really not. You know, besides, with everything I got going on with me, I'm really not afraid of death. I'm really not. Not at all. Let's see. With children under the age of 18 in the Fukushima area at the time of the accident, let's see, how many children? 100? No, 201 by June 18th last year had developed thyroid cancer. So you've got a bunch of sick kids with cancer over there because of what's happening with Fukushima. And you notice the media, this is why I keep trying to pound into you how important, what a powerful weapon the media is. When they don't talk about something, people assume that it's no longer a problem. Fukushima remains a problem. It's still dumping radioactive waste into the Pacific Ocean, and it's about killed everything in it. That's the God's honest truth. And it's affecting us. Most people don't realize it.
Now, isn't iodine good for...
Yes.
That, because I know it was good for thyroid malfunctioning.
Yes.
Stuff. That's the reason why they put the iodized salt for thyroid regulation.
Is that why they do that?
Yeah. People used to get goiters back in the day from thyroid malfunction.
What is a goiter?
That's when your thyroid gland swells up and just huge.
Get that big brown, like a basketball inside of your neck?
Yeah.
Maybe a little smaller than that.
Well, it can get up to about basketball size if left untreated, but usually just like a baseball size, you know.
That's big.
But yeah, real painful, sore to the touch, and like sometimes when you get sick, you feel, up under your jaw,
your swollen
on
glands.
Your neck, you can feel it, and it'll be all sore.
Yeah, you got two ping pong balls in your neck.
Yeah, just taking like a couple drops of iodine and some water and throw it back in your throat. It's got a strange taste to it, but that help you regulate your thyroid function.
Iodine.
So, yeah, and it's good for radiation poisoning and things like that, too, from what I understand.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they actually sell it as a prepper item. They're iodine pills.
Yeah. But you can get liquid iodine, just like do drops in some water or whatever.
Right. I've got some of that. Yeah, I put some of that on my skin because... when you got Morgellons and you're getting nothing from your physician, you'll try just about anything.
Yeah.
I've even tried the little drops. You know, if you know anything about aquarium fish, there's a fish called a black molly, and they get this weird stuff they call the ick that'll kill them. Well, this stuff is supposedly related to that, so they sell these drops you put in your aquarium that kills the ick. I've gotten in a bath with that stuff in it to try to kill this stuff. It doesn't kill them.
Turns your
bathtub purple, but it doesn't kill what's on your skin.
Purple bath.
That'd be a good song. Somebody should come over. That's very princely of you. Yes.
Yep.
Gosh, guys, there's so much to talk about. One of the cops in Houston that lied about a raid where they actually went into the wrong house, shot the dog, then killed the two people who were not the people they were supposed to be looking for. They found him guilty in court. He lied to attain the warrant for the raid. They charged him with murder in the first degree. Now, I'm all for giving cops a little leeway because they are the thin blue line between us and the bad guys. But when it gets to the point where they're busting in the wrong door and killing innocent people, something's got to be done. And apparently they're doing it now. They're putting them in jail.
It's scary because, I mean, there's some certain protocols that you go through to make sure that you're going for the right person, the right address, you know, the right house, and some kind of way to identify the person that you're going after.
You would think.
You know, but I've been seeing too many stories of them going to the wrong house and shooting the homeowner that was, you know, not knowing what's going on, brandish a weapon, thinking that they're being, their house is being broken into, getting shot.
Yeah, because they don't know who these people are.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Didn't something similar happen to a listener here?
I don't remember that one.
Considering that an American citizen has the right to keep and bear arms, the police should automatically assume that a person
is going to protect.
Is going
home.
To try to protect themselves.
Well, then you have the castle doctrine. Man's home is his castle. He has the right to use deadly force to protect his castle, his belongings, his home. That's the way it is in this country, the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And that applies to the police, too, when they're at the wrong place, right?
It should, but it doesn't.
But, I mean, you know, if you feel like your life is being threatened by a cop and you order them to disarm themselves, that's not going to happen.
No.
But yet, you know, I don't know. It's kind of a thin line there.
Yes, it is. It's a very thin line. And like I said, the cops, that's that thin blue line between us and the truly the bad guys. But come on, guys. Especially what infuriates me is the first thing they do is they neutralize the animals. They shoot the dog. You know, that's just wrong on so many levels. I found this story. This was back on the 5th of August from the Mind Unleashed website. And I've got a notion of what this is about, but I want to read you this. This dramatically changes our view of the ecosystems. They're calling trees now superorganisms because they have found that a tree stump that should have died was being kept alive by nearby trees, which had routed its rooting systems to the stump to feed it water and nutrients to bring it back to life.
Yeah.
What if it's not the trees? What if it's what's in the trees? Because that's its support system. It's growing from these trees. What if that's what's making this happen? Not the plants per se. Is that possible?
Well, I mean, you got to realize that's a living
yes,
organism.
It is apparently it's a sentient being. It can think. It can reason.
Right.
With I didn't program, see that coming.
With a program. Is actually programmed to do a certain thing here on the planet,
mm-hmm.
and according to some people that you know believe in that level of reincarnation that some people will reincarnate back here as trees.
I don't believe that.
And you know it's kind of far fetched, but you know who knows. But talking about a tree communicating, yes, they do. They actually talk to each other.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever noticed? You know, a densely populated tree area,
a forest.
Forest. Thank you for helping me out there.
No problem.
You have all these different types of trees, and you rarely see them touching each other, even though they're so close together. And the trees are so big and spread out, the limbs just kind of work their...
Yeah.
They grow in a way where they're growing away from the other tree limbs.
True.
Instead
True.
Of getting intertwined.
Yeah, especially if they're different species. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll do
with
that.
The same species, you see them a lot, they'll be all up in each other, but mm-hmm. different species is like...
Just like humans. We tend to stick with our own, stay away from others.
Yeah. True.
Which is not a good thing, in my opinion. But anyway, let's hit this quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, y'all.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A One-Stop Truck Repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Choir and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylouchoir.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylouchoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou
Choir. Mr. Sandman.
It's a great time to save at Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. We're loaded with truckloads of mattresses and headboards from Jameson, Serta, Fashion, Largo, and others just in time for our humongous Labor Day sale and the store closing sale in Millbrook. From now to September 15th, we are giving amazing discounts on mattresses, lift chairs, adjustable bases, bedroom furniture, and more. Mr. Sandman's Millbrook location is closing, and everything there must be liquidated. All floor samples in stock have to be sold fast. Twin mattresses from $99, thick full from $249, queen pillow top sets from $399, extra long twin mattresses from $229, great for college students or adjustable bases. With over 80 models to choose from, all discounted, we are a must visit if you need a new mattress. We're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. And in Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, next to the Citgo station, open 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Good song. Welcome back to Clearing the Air, 272-9228. Let me give you a quote from George Carlin. If crime fighters fight crime and firefighters fight fire, what do freedom fighters fight? Always makes you think. Always made you think. Of course, he's dead now. There has been a huge movement among evangelicals to break away from the faith. Now, the Bible talks about a great falling away towards the end, and I believe we're seeing this, the beginning of this happening. I'm going to give you a quote, and then I'll tell you who said this. As these influencers disavow their faith, they always end their statements with their new insight or new truth that is basically a regurgitation of Jesus' words. It's truly bizarre and ironic. They'll say, I'm disavowing my faith, but remember, love people, be generous, forgive others. Why? That is actually not human nature. No child is ever born and says, I just want to love others before loving myself. I want to turn the other cheek. I want to give my money away to others, those in need. Those are biblical principles taught by prophet, priest, King of Kings, who wants us to live by a higher standard, which is not an earthly standard, but rather the kingdom of God standard. Therefore, if Jesus is not the truth, and if the word of God is not absolute, then by preaching Jesus' sayings, you are endorsing the words of a madman, a lunatic who said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He also said that he was alive before Abraham, and to see him was to see God because he was one with God. So why then would a disavowed Christian leader promote that generosity is good? How would you know what is good without Jesus' teachings? And will your idea of what is good be different from year to year based on your experience, culture, trends, popular opinion, etc.? And furthermore, will you continue year by year to lead others into your idea of goodness, even though it's not absolute? I'm amazed that so many Christians want the benefits of the kingdom of God, but with the caveat that they themselves will be the king. That was spoken by a man named John Cooper, the leader of the Christian band Skillet, talking about the high number of evangelicals, high profile, evangelicals, no less, who have renounced their faith.
Let me give you my take on that.
Okay.
Okay. You know, all this aluminum, barium, strontium, and everything that they're spraying in the air, and it's getting into our bloodstream, getting deposited in the brain, along with the fluoride stuff, calcifying our pineal gland, which our Creator put into us, this pineal gland. It's our connection to the spiritual. Our connection to God.
Right.
And I believe that part of this falling away is because people are losing their connection. I even notice for myself, I don't feel the presence of God in the way that I did when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I've talked to a lot of other people, and they feel the same way, too. It's like, you know, the connection is being broken. You know, I'm still, you know, bound to God, but I don't have that connection.
I understand.
And a lot of people don't, and I believe that has a lot to do with it. I'll see if I can find the video again. You can play it where the we're talking about the vaccinations that they were given to troops to remove their ability to believe in God or a God of any sort. Anyway, that being said, let's get Frank on.
Oh, cool. Hey, Frank. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. How are you?
Hey, Frank.
I'm good. Kind of a rough week, but it's been, you know, not bad.
Hang in there, buddy.
Hey, speaking about the connection to God.
Yes.
I'm a firm believer now that, Terry, after watching your different videos.
Yes.
That what I'm seeing are little serpents that are emerging. You can actually see their heads and their tails.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I'm at a total loss why people can't see that. I just have no idea.
Same here.
It just blows me away.
It's frustrating.
Yeah. To me, they're plain as day. But along that line, the connection to God, chemtrails.
Yes.
I think one of the major reasons of chemtrails is to block the frequency of God. If you go to the periodic table, the two major ingredients in chemtrails are barium and aluminum.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you go to the periodic table,
Bale.
Barium is B-A. Mm-hmm. Aluminum is A-L. Okay?
Bale.
It spells Bell.
Yep.
And that's no coincidence.
No, okay? I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah. And then what blows me away on chemtrails, if you go to Revelation 8:12, the fourth trumpet in the heavens struck, and the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so the third of them were darkened, and a third of the day did not shine, and likewise it was night. Think what's happening with chemtrails. What they're trying to do to
the dimming,
you know, weather modification.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, to and actually, you know, moderate the weather, you know, for crop failures, resistant animal, you know, reduction, right. You know, et cetera, et cetera. And that's all part of it. But something that I ran across this week is really interesting is that the GMO and Monsanto especially. And I've heard a lot of people now say Monsanto is called the beef supermarket, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It holds many pathogens related to what's called antibiotic stress crops, okay? Antibiotic stress is essentially anything that causes a loss in crop yield or any kind of non-organic stressor, okay, such as drought, okay?
Okay.
But it could be from fungus, from any kind of weird environmental, you know, attack and that kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is exactly what's happening with chemtrails. Now, chemtrails are used, to me, right now for weather modification to include direct and prolonged use of drought or floods and a weapon of control. All right?
Yes, I agree.
Visualize this. Monsanto controls so many different patents. It's amazing. Okay?
Yes.
But they control a patent in what's called Terminator seeds. In other words, if you go to Monsanto and buy seeds, most of what you're going to get now is called Terminator seed.
Correct.
So what's a Terminator seed? A Terminator seed means it doesn't yield fresh seed. So the farmer's got to go back year after year to buy the seed.
Right.
Go to Revelation 13:17, and there may be no one that may buy or sell except who has the mark of the name of the beast and the number of his name. Okay? And think about the control that they're setting into place and everything that chemtrails is bringing. All right.
Wow, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Now, Monsanto has also developed a brand new patent on aluminum-resistant corn.
Yep.
Why?
Because they're spraying the crap out of aluminum.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you think about it. It's just setting up. Everything's setting up.
It is.
And chemtrails are the guys. And like I've said before, Terry,
it's the vector.
6 months from now, people are going to be begging to hear about chemtrails and what's happening.
Yes.
Okay?
There'll be two
other things. Yeah, it's going to be too late. But two other things I ran across this week that I found real interesting. And when they found the Dead Sea Scroll,
mm-hmm.
one of the things the archaeologists that they found in the dig was a book called The Book of Giants. All right.
Yes. Yes.
And it puts a whole different twist on the Nephilim. All right.
Tell us
because
about
it. What it does is it gives you a narrative in there. Okay. At one point in history, they started having prophetic dreams about Armageddon. This is the Nephilim.
Mm-hmm.
As fear swept through their hearts. According to the text, the first of the Nephilim to have prophetic dreams was a guy named, was something, not a guy, a creature,
right.
Named Mehe, the Titan son of the angel Barakel.
Did you say Titan?
Yeah.
Wow.
The Titan son of the angel Barakel.
Wow.
Okay? It all ties in together.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
According to his dream, a huge tablet was submerged in the water. As the tablet surfaced, only three names were left on the tablet. So at this point, the Nephilim are freaked. It's really an interesting read.
Uh-huh.
They go to Enoch, okay, the noted scribe,
right,
to interpret the dreams, okay? Thereupon his fellow called Oyai declared and said to the giants, I too have had a dream this night, and the giants, behold, the ruler of heaven has come down. So they all petitioned Enoch. We know what Enoch told them. There's no hope. God is coming for judgment.
Right.
Yeah. But for them to find the Book of Giants in the Dead Sea Scrolls, I thought was really, really interesting.
Perfect timing, yeah.
Yeah, because I've never really heard that before or dwelled into that.
Right.
So in other words, they know they're going to be removed too, right?
Yeah, exactly. They knew it. They seen it in their dreams. And like mm-hmm. I say, a couple of them got together, and the only thing we see is three left, and they're Noah's sons, okay? One of the deal I want to lay on you tonight that's pretty heavy, and it's controversial. It may give me a little bit of trouble. But
I don't care. Do it.
I'm going to go back to Job 1:7, what we talked about last week. The Lord said unto Satan, who comes to, you know, when comes out.
Yeah.
And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro the earth, and walking up and down it. Okay? Why do the Muslims kiss the ground to pray? Why do they bow to the ground?
Ooh.
Okay? What is so sacred or holy that the ground is to be kissed?
Wow.
Think about that for a minute.
That's good.
I've never known that. I mean, what is
it? Well, think about it. Job 1:7.
Yeah, he's in.
Who are they praying to?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Who are they praying to? Okay? I just throw that out there as food for thought. Okay? They're praying to me.
Someone
the way this is interpreted,
earth.
They're praying to Satan.
Yep.
I mean, there's no other interpretation about it.
Well,
and think of all the evil that they do.
We've decided that Muslim is like a cousin of Satanism. It may be closer than that.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, I just found that really interesting when you put that in perspective.
Yeah.
Why do they pray and kiss the ground?
What's the reason? Not because the ground's holy. It's because what it represents.
Yes, there's something in it, or there's something coming from it, or there's something they know. You know, but
I agree.
The main thing I wanted to talk about tonight is Terry, people need to watch your videos on these what you're seeing, because these are little serpents. I mean, there's no other doubt about it. And they're like they grow and like take flight at least, mm-hmm. you know, and there's bunches of them. I mean, I've seen in one of the deals probably 18 to 20 of them.
Yes, yeah, a lot. Thank you, Frank.
Anyway, just some food for thought tonight.
I appreciate that. Thank you as always for your call and your contribution.
All right, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Talk
to you later.
Take care, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, guys, late for a break. Got to go. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're located right down here on this beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River. If you're not familiar with the river, we rent out pontoon boats and you can check it out. It's a beautiful piece of property down here, cruising up and down the river and all the wildlife. You'll have a good time. All you need is a credit card and a driver's license. And soon we'll be opening up our RV resort. That's right, it won't be long now. We're getting close to having it, everything ready. You get down here and stay for a few days or a week, a weekend, whatever. We'll have you fixed up. We're going to cook you up some fresh seafood from the Gulf, cook you up a good old ribeye on the grill or a cheeseburger. All kind of good eating down here and live entertainment. Everybody's been waiting for Biscuit to get back. That's right, Biscuit Miller in the Mix from Chicago heading back south. They're going to stop by here at the Capital Oyster Bar Sunday at 5 o'clock. That's right, 5 o'clock showtime for Biscuit and the boys out of Chicago. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. It'll get you up on your feet and moving around a little bit and having a good time. You'll leave and get home with a smile. Y'all think about getting down here soon. You come hungry, we love to feed you good food.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama law enforcement agencies, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances will continue for the next few days, really, right on through the upcoming weekend. The storms will fade out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 73, and then for tomorrow, we'll do it again. And same thing on Monday. Showers and thunderstorms in generous supply. Of course, most numerous in the afternoon and evening. Still random, but some tropical downpours will be roaming around. Lows at night in the low 70s. Then on Monday and Tuesday, the better-than-normal rain chances continue. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. 272-9228 number here in the Bluedale building. Give us a call. As usual, bouncing all over the place tonight. Let me see. Believe it or not, what they're saying now, or what the internet is telling us now, is that we're about to experience global cooling, not global warming. Now, does it surprise you that it's 180 degrees from what they're saying? It shouldn't, because that's exactly the way they roll, because they're liars. But they're saying the dimming sun, we got massive volcanoes blowing up into the stratosphere, blocking solar radiation. It says in 2019, we've had many massive eruptions, with the biggest one occurring on the 3rd of August. Interestingly enough, my birthday. NASA said when Mount Pinatubo erupted in the Philippines on the 15th of June 1991, an estimated 20 million tons of sulfur dioxide and ash particles blasted more than 12 miles, that's 20 kilometers for you Europeans out there, high into the atmosphere. We just experienced something similar with multiple explosions with the volcano in Papua New Guinea. A high-level eruption rising to 25,000 feet above sea level started at 1:50 in the morning of August 3rd. How about that? Wow, at 9:53, another eruption went up to 50,000 feet. At 10:15, yet another punched through the tropopause.
Tropopause, yes.
Whatever, and become stratospheric with ash rising to 63,000 feet. But you haven't heard a word about this in the press. Gee, I wonder why that is. Major eruptions alter the Earth's radiative balance because volcanic aerosol clouds absorb terrestrial radiation and scatter a significant amount of the incoming solar radiation, an effect known as radiative forcing. They can last 2 to 3 years. What they're telling us is get ready for cold, 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 cold weather. We'll see.
Hey, you want to be on the air?
Hey, Connor, you on the air?
Hey, Terry, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
You know, I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying the show. Well,
we're enjoying it.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, there's no way I should be trying to call and follow up Frank. But, my 2 cents. Earlier, we were talking about 5G.
Yeah.
And that's just on my mind. I just recently upgraded from 3G to 4G. And, you know, it's great. And I can understand why people, they're going to think, oh, yeah, 5G, how could it not be?
Yeah, I get to watch a movie really quickly.
That's exactly right. But you were talking about the chips. And in my mind, whoever corners the market, you know, on those chips is just going to make another fortune. Because they say they're going to be in everything and everywhere.
Internet of things. Yeah.
Yeah, when you said that, that's what just went off in my mind.
Yep. Makes sense.
All right. Yeah, man, that's all I got. I'll talk to y'all later.
I'll count on that.
Thanks, Sam.
Take care, buddy. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
I've been enjoying your show pretty good.
Is this Chris?
It is,
yeah,
Chris.
Hey, Chris. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey. Pretty good.
Good, man. It's good to hear your voice.
I'm trying to survive the heat.
Me too, man. It's hot.
It's rough.
Yeah. I have a theory I've been kind of putting together. I just like to throw at you.
We like theories.
Yeah, this one's going to sound kind of paranoid, I'm sure.
That's okay.
It even sounds paranoid to me. Have you noticed a lot of accidents and things happening in the past year or two that really shouldn't be happening?
You better believe it. Yes.
A lot of them. And, houses exploding, and you know, in a nice neighborhood, nice looking, well kept up neighborhood, you know, that looks like it's, you know, they say, well, it was just a gas leak, and business is going up, all the refineries going up,
yeah,
and I think a year or two ago there was a case where bunch of very flammable stuff was stored under an interstate overpass.
That's right, in Georgia, yes.
And it caught on fire, and
yep.
Before they put out it. And of course, you can go to all the mass shootings.
Right.
Lately, where. Things are always report to two or three shooters, and then it's just a lone wolf shooter.
Exactly. The locals always talk to eyewitnesses who saw three or four guys all in black, and then the feds get there. Suddenly it goes from three or four people to a single shooter every time.
Yep.
I've noticed that too.
Of course, I can't prove it, but I have a theory that there's I'd call it Special Forces team.
Yep. Death squad.
Been out there doing this. And they've been using MKUltra, of course.
Yep.
But they have another, it seems like they have another, what I call a game changer technology.
Mm-hmm.
And not many people are aware of that's even possible.
Okay.
It's personal, I don't know what they call it, but I'd say it's personal stealth technology. You basically have a suit you wear that makes you invisible.
I've seen a video of it.
Yeah, oh.
Yes, it exists.
I wonder if I'm crazy.
No, you're not crazy. I've seen a video of that.
From what I understand how it works, is, I know there's an ad a couple years ago for they were showing a cell phone screen, mm-hmm. that was flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And this suit, it'd be like wearing a 4K entire suit.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have cameras embedded with it, and very 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 good computer. And basically, the cameras would put an image on the other side
of what it saw on the other side.
Yeah,
and render itself invisible.
It might not work.
That would work perfectly.
And it could also probably imitate other people too.
Oh wow!
Like maybe a security guard.
Mm-hmm.
Something like, or you know, any kind of person they get a recording of, if they get a, total recording from around,
right,
wherever they look, it wouldn't hold up the real close, you know. But you know, as long as a person gets within a foot or so,
good.
And I can say there's probably, I think there's a lot of technology out there that's being held back from it.
Absolutely there is. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, they actually showed us that that suit, that stealth suit back in 1985.
Yeah,
'85. When they let us knew that it existed. And Arnold Schwarzenegger was in the jungle on Predator. It did the exact same thing you're describing.
It looks the same way as it's moving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It appeared the same way in the videos that I saw with the technology of the cloak.
It seems to me the only way, they may be even have a way to trick that, but the only way to detect something like this is to have thermal vision.
Yes.
And
heat.
Yeah. But you know, they could probably spoof even that.
Probably. It makes perfect sense. There's nothing conspiratorial about it at all, Chris.
I just wanted to put that out there because, you know.
Yeah.
If they had a group of people trained that have those, they could do about anything they wanted to.
Yep. You're right.
They could go into a nuke power plant when they want to and, you know,
cause a meltdown.
We don't want to even think about that. But,
exactly.
You know. But anyway, y'all doing a great job. And I appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Chris. We appreciate you listening,
yes,
buddy.
Thank you.
What y'all doing? Thank you.
Thank all you. Right, take bye. Care, buddy. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Lost him as Barry.
Lost me. It was Barry?
Yeah.
Crap. Sorry, Barry. Call back after this short 3-minute break that we dadgummit have to hit. Too many of them.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
You want to know what's the worst? Working all day in the sun and going home expecting to get some relief, but finding out your AC is on the fritz. Don't think twice. Call Fire and Ice, 334-429-2710. They keep overhead low so they can pass savings on to you. Fair prices with no hidden fees, quality and lasting repairs, highly trained, knowledgeable, and courteous technicians. So don't think twice. Call Fire and Ice, 334-429-2710. Great savings and quality service are available for business owners as well. Do you manage your own business? Fire and Ice provides and services commercial units. Need a maintenance contract? Don't think twice. Just call Fire and Ice, 334-429-2710. And learn more about their services online at fireiceair.com. Installation, financing, service, and repair. Residential or commercial. Fire and Ice Heating and Air, 334-429-2710. Certification number 18183.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Welcome back to the program. It's just clear in the air. 272-9228. Barry, I must have hit the wrong button, buddy. I am so sorry. If you'll call back, I'll get you right on the air. I had a call from a nice lady telling me, well, she didn't want to be on air, but she said, Terry, you know why they kiss the ground? Because it's the earth. This is Satan's domain. So they're kissing the ground of their master, which makes sense to me. Total sense. And she, too, doesn't believe Sandy Hook was legitimate. I certainly don't. I don't believe any kids died at all. That's just my opinion. Hey, caller, you on the air?
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Barry. Sorry I hung up on you, buddy. How you doing?
That's all right. I'm doing pretty good.
Good. What's going on, man?
You was talking about the chemtrails a little earlier with aluminum and barium.
Right.
You know, the chemical makeup of those, of course, aluminum has one valence electron, which makes it a good conductor of electricity, and barium has two, which makes it also a good one.
Because they are trying to electrify the sky.
And those two work good together. They sort of interlace or have like a lattice when they're combining them. So they work well together.
Right.
Well, not just in the sky, but, just having conductors like that in your body. You could get zapped pretty good, I guess.
Oh, yeah. And barium in your body, it causes a lot of problems in your body, of course. You know, it makes you anxious and makes your heart race and all kind of stuff.
What do you know about strontium? That's the third player in this evil trilogy. Do you know anything about strontium?
Not really. Of course, we deal a lot with things that's used as good conductors and semiconductors and,
right,
of course, insulators.
Semiconductors, I never could understand them. That's weird stuff.
Semiconductors have 4 valence electrons, and there's only 8 valence electrons in an outer shell. So, you know, 1 is a good conductor, 8 is a good insulator, so 4 is a good semiconductor. They're in between.
Spell that word. You're talking about
valence. Valence.
Okay.
Valence electron. It's a valence shell for the atom.
Okay. Is it the outer magnetic field of it?
It is.
Okay. All right.
It's what causes electron flow, which causes current flow. That's what causes all that.
In other words, it's a Bell veil, huh?
Yes.
You'll be here all week, folks. Wow. Well, I wondered what strontium did, because it makes sense to what they're using the chemtrails for. I mean, the electrifying the atmosphere to make a missile shield by making plasma, that makes perfect sense to me. I get that. But the problem is what this stuff does when it comes down. Apparently, nobody give it any thought. If they did, they don't care about us. You know?
Well, else they do has got a double duty to it, or triple duty.
Oh, I wasn't going there, but you're right.
Yeah.
I was giving them the benefit of the doubt.
I'm pretty sure there's at least 5, maybe more, points to doing this.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
There's tons.
Several fold actions that they probably even considered before doing it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It looks like strontium is a good conductor also.
Imagine that. Yeah.
It has 2 valence electrons. 1 is the best, but 2 is not too bad.
Yeah.
You know, you got copper and aluminum and, of course, gold. All of them have 1 valence electron.
Ah, that's why they're such good. Okay.
What about lithium?
Lithium sounds more like it's got a few more, but it's used in batteries. It may sound more to me like a semiconductor. I'd have to look it up. But you know, when they go and grow those semiconductors, I've been out to the Intel plant out in California, which is supposed to be the cleanest room in the world.
Yeah, heard that.
But I mean, it's something to see. You know how they do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Yeah. And it's all made from, what, sand?
Silicon or germanium. Silicon is sand, but germanium is also a good one.
Isn't sand the most plentiful thing on this planet?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that. Wow.
And they take that sand seed, that silicon seed, and drop it in this little vat, and it twirls around, and they pull it out, and it's like a big old slab of bologna. And then they let it cool and it hardens, and they bring it out and slice it up into wafers, you know, in silicon disc.
That's just incredible. I mean, who came up with this? Who figured this stuff out?
Well, it happened right after 1947, you know.
What are the chances? Yeah, a lot of stuff happened right after 1947.
Yeah,
and 1978, too. I mean, it's a lot of things and everything took off. I mean, just...
That was Bell Laboratories.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Which I think Bell Laboratories did a lot of stuff for the military.
Guarantee you they did, Barry. Hey, have you gotten your bike out and ridden it?
I have. I went out the other day. Probably the longest route I've ridden in several months, you know.
Yeah.
I rode all around the lake, you know. We're in about 150 miles, which... pretty long for me, but very lightly when my knees and all do, but a real good ride.
I bet. I'm jealous. Yeah, I tell you, there's so much good stuff out now. Beta's got that cross trainer, X trainer, that I really, really want. It's just too expensive.
Yeah. Not like the Indian motorcycle in it.
Oh, man. That Indian, I love it. The only thing I don't like is it should have upswept pipes.
Uh-huh.
And they couldn't do it because the heat generated, you know, it burned your leg or whatever. I get that, but I want it to look like a real flat tracker. I want twin upswept pipes on one side. you know.
Have you ever been burnt by a pipe and leave that imprint of a little vent screw on your leg?
Yes. You know, back in the day, there was a company called Bassani that made expansion chambers for all the two-stroke bikes.
Yeah.
I remember I had a TS250 with a Bassani chamber, and I had that those little circles that they, the grid, the cover that they had on the Bassani pipes, I had that burned into my leg. So, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was like he was branded.
Exactly. Well, you were. You know, we were the troublemakers. We were the loud guys with the two-strokes.
Uh-huh.
But I sure do miss it.
But I love them two-strokes.
I do, too, man. I really do. Yeah.
And, you know, Barber's will be up here in, what, a couple months?
I'd find out the exact date.
I think it's around the 8th or 10th or 12th, somewhere around there that weekend.
Find out. And
of October.
Well, I'm going to see if Jason will fill in for me. And I just won't do a show that night, and we'll spend the day up there.
Okay. That is a really nice little, you know, it takes all day.
Yeah, I bet.
Of course, that's the classic bike week, so, you know, if you wanted to find an old bike, that's the time to go.
Yep. Well, and if I can run across, I got a buddy up there, Chuck Honeycutt. If Chuck's working that day, we can get a little private tour of the museum.
Oh, okay. That'd be really
nice.
That'd
be fun, yeah.
Oh, I don't know if you could see all of that in one day.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot.
I mean, that's a good shot, but, I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff up there.
Yeah, there is. There is. It's been a couple of years. I went up there with a Kawasaki update a couple of years ago. Love it.
Yeah, I went to a Christmas party there one year, several years back.
Barber's?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It really is. They got a motocross track up right now, I believe.
That's what I heard. They were going to build a motocross and a hair scrambles and some other stuff out there. I wish they'd build a flat track. Because I'd love to watch flat track. Wish I could do it. I'd love to watch it.
Yeah, I got an old pair, picture of a Barry Sheen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suzuki Road GP, yeah.
Uh-huh, on a T500.
I love Barry Sheen was great. Really was.
You could tell it was 70s.
Oh, the long hair and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, Sheen was cool. He's a cool guy. He was a typical Brit, but he was okay.
Okay, I didn't realize he was British, but
yes,
I should have known.
He was British, yes, he was.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, buddy, well, I got to hit a break.
All right.
It's good to hear your voice, Barry.
All right.
Take care.
Talk to you later.
See you, man. Right. Love that Barry. Yeah, he's a fellow two-stroke motorcycle guy, just like I am. The guy came and got the Harley-Davidson we had, the two-stroke 175 Harley, and it was running, so somebody's, you know, running around the city on a 175 Enduro Harley-Davidson, believe it or not. Harley just released the first mainstream electric motorcycle called the Livewire. $30,000. Just released it.
Wow, man, $30,000.
That's a Lexus.